My grandfather's cloak was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his pleasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, his life seconds numbering, tick tock, but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent as a boy. And in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and to share in his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 as he entered in the door with his blushing and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, his life seconds numbering, tick tock, but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant more true could be found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire at the end of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, his life seconds numbering, tick tock, but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. It struck an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was poised for its flight, that the hour of departure had come. Still the clock kept your time with a soft and muffled chime, as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick tock, his life seconds numbering, tick tock, but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man